Savatri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 2, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter, pages 109 to 111. But soon the inert flesh responds no more. Then sinks the sacred orgy of delight. The blaze of passion and the tide of power are taken from us, and, though a glowing form abides astonishing earth, imagined supreme, too little of what was meant has left a trace. Earth's eyes half see, her forces half create, her rarest works are copies of heaven's art. A radiance of a golden artifice, a masterpiece of inspired device and rule, her forms hide what they house, and only mime the unseized miracle of self-born shapes that live forever in the eternal's gaze. Here in a difficult, half-finished world is a slow toiling of unconscious powers. Here is man's ignorant, divining mind, his genius born from an inconscient soil. To copy on earth's copies is his art, for when he strives for things surpassing earth, too rude the workman's tools, too crude his stuff, and hardly with his heart's blood he achieves his transient house of the divine idea, his figure of a time-in for the unborn. Our being thrills with high, far memories, and would bring down their dateless meanings here, but too divine for earthly nature's scheme, beyond our rich the eternal marvels blaze. Absolute they dwell, unborn, immutable, immaculate in the spirit's deathless air, immortal in a world of motionless time, and an unchanging muse of deep self-space. Only when we have climbed above ourselves, a line of the transcendent meets our road and joins us to the timeless and the true. It brings to us the inevitable word, the godlike act, the thoughts that never die. A ripple of light and glory wraps the brain, and traveling down the moment's vanishing route, the figures of eternity arrive. As the mind's visitors or the heart's guests, they espouse our mortal brevity a while, or seldom in some rare delivering glimpse are caught by our vision's delicate surmise. Although beginnings only and first attempts, these glimmerings point to the secret of our birth and the hidden miracle of our destiny. What we are there and here on earth shall be is imaged in a contact and a call. As yet earth's imperfection is our sphere, our nature's glass shows not our real self. That greatness still abides, held back within. Earth's mounting future hides our heritage. The light now distant shall grow native here. The strength that visits us, our comrade power, the ineffable shall find a secret voice, the imperishable burn through matter's screen, making this mortal body Godhead's robe. The spirit's greatness is our timeless source, and it shall be our crown in endless time. A vast unknown is round us and within. All things are wrapped in the dynamic one. A subtle link of union joins all life. Thus, all creation is a single chain. We are not left alone in a closed scheme between a driving of inconscient force and an incommunicable absolute. Our life is a spur in a sublime soul range. Our being looks beyond its walls of mind, and it communicates with greater worlds. There are brighter earths and wider heavens than ours.